obviously the your department, they understand that you have that you do the music, right?
They do. They're very supportive and very understanding. The governor, Joe Manchin, who recently was elected to the U.S. Senate and in place of Robert C. Byrd, who was the oldest sitting member, he was very supportive, and we had talked several times when he was governor, and then since he's been U.S. Senator, he's very supportive. Of course, we're all on the same page of what shines a positive light to West Virginia, you know, and that's the bond that we share. Colonel Jay Smithers up there is very supportive of the group, as well as Earl Ray Tomlin is the current governor, who has an election coming up this fall. And everyone's on the same page, and it works because everyone shares that common goal.
When you're on the road, do you ever take the kids out with you? I mean, do they ever travel with you?
They do some. They don't like it as much as they hear these songs all the time, so they're not as into the show as they are the Farrah Festival that we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't have them in our captive audience. We have them out getting cotton candy and riding on rides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they do. They go to some of them, and they have a lot of fun. And they're both very busy with their own schedules. You know, Brianna, like I say, the youth group is a pretty large youth group and very successful at the church, and she's very active. And she's very active in West Virginia theater, and she's been cast into some of the outdoor drama stuff that the West Virginia theater does. And she's got rehearsals all summer and shows coming up in August. So, you know, they're real busy with their own schedules. And my wife teaches school at an elementary school, and she's very active in the church as well. So, you know, we all have our own busy schedules, but we all tend to bring it together when it needs to, too.
Very, very musical family. Your family is so musical.
Thank you.
I mean, everyone in it. I mean, it's just...
Christmas time and Thanksgiving is always fun.
Oh, I'll bet. So you all get together and do you sing and play?
Yeah,
and do the carols?
Get back on the old back porch with the guitar or something.
Oh, know, so you're actually keeping up how you were raised, where you got on the back porch with your mama.
Certainly did.
You know, that's awesome. And it's so she sits there and oversees it all?
And she still schools us if we get a sour note somewhere, too. I tell you, a really, really fun thing. We played a couple weeks ago at an amphitheater in Pipestem. It's a state park in West Virginia. And at the end of the night, we just rolled the motorhome into the campground, and we spent the night in the campground after the show. And the kids were with me, and, you know, we had a fire going out there, and the 14-year-old running, and without being coached, she just wanted a guitar in her hand. So there we are sitting around the campfire in the campground, and she's playing the guitar, and we're singing song. And it's just what a great common bond that everyone in the world has is
right.
Music. And if you can bring that to your family, wow, that's just a bonus for us. And we grew up with it. We don't know anything else.
Have you written any music as far as lyrically, subject matter, that has to do with being a trooper, being a law enforcement officer? Have you ever got off into that or wrote anything about that?
We done a demo for a song. Actually, a guy who was associated with the National Auto Theft Bureau wrote a song back in 1972 called The Green of West Virginia. Now, the history there is, you know, during the coal strikes, there was a lot of killings and murders going on during the coal strikes in early 1900s. So in 1919, to be a state trooper, it's when it was formed, and the governor made a proclamation. Anyway, to be a state trooper, you had to be a certain height and weight, and you had to be a World War I veteran, and you showed up at work with your World War I uniform. So because of that, our colors are forest green, our uniform, the campaign hat, like the World War I veterans. So that's the history of the state police. And with that, the West Virginia Green was about a guy who grows up wanting to be a trooper, and he dies in the line of duty with his West Virginia Green being the uniform. Well, this was written in 72 by some troopers. A lot of old school stuff there. And we done a remix of that song. We recorded ourselves in a demo session, and they ended up adding it to the academy. And when the cadets are marching in, that song plays.
How about that?
The State Police Academy. So that's the only thing I've ever done with the law enforcement is that old song. We redone it and made some, up tempo. Took off a cassette tape and put it on CD.
I would think there'd be a lot of music. A lot of subject matter content around that whole life of being an officer.
I've seen a lot of sad. You see people at their worst. You know, everything from drug dealers to murderers to children killed in car wrecks. Mm-hmm. You know, and the places that the policemen go are unlike places anyone else can go. And you got to find ways to get away from that in your mind. You know, when someone's afraid, they call the policeman. And he has to go in that dark room after whoever the bad guy is.
Right.
You know, or dealing with parents. The toughest thing for me was dealing with parents who had just lost a small child. And at the time, I was a young trooper when some of that had first happened to me. And I thought that I understood. But until I become a parent, I really didn't. And I realized that I really didn't understand that parent losing a child. That's the worst to me, was those cases over the years.
Yeah.
But moving yourself in and out of that is a tough place to be some days. And the songs just don't... the single mom song, Good Love, Up Tempo, Heavy Duty Beauty. It's nice to have a place to go outside of that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. Is the music kind of takes me away from some of that sometimes.